You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For hour two of the Daily Tip on a Wednesday, December the 10th, I'm Kelson Messenger, he's Michael Jenkins. In this segment, we'll go over our favorite looks in the NFL and our very first impressions as we hand out our first impression roses. Then at 7:20, we'll round up some MLB news, including some big signings for contenders, a little bit of college hoops, and then we'll end the hour by whining about it on a Wednesday. And trust me, this time of year, there is plenty to complain about. It is the most wonderful time of the year, she said, sarcasm font. All right, Jenks, I wanted to ask you this because I think the first impression rose segment that we do on the show is a good test of your first instincts. And for people, and I'm going to say like us, because I feel like I can kind of put you in this category of people who overthink things. I think I kind of fall into that category where, you know, I have a, you know, a first hypothesis and then I look into things and I'm like, there's too many sabotage factors. I think it's a good test to see where your instincts are. And I do think as the season goes on, maybe those instincts get a little stronger because obviously we've been talking about this and we're deep in the season. We have a good sample size of work to work with. So I want to ask you, do you feel like your first impressions are stronger as the season goes on?
That's a very good question. I think so. I've learned over time that at least when it comes to the sports betting space, most things in general, honestly, but particularly in this space, that thinking, it's like the old saying, think long, think wrong. And I feel like that's the case. If you look at any game, and every now and then there's always an exception to the rule. I feel like I always have to say that, yes, every now and then there's something that doesn't fall in line with how things normally work. But on the whole, I haven't found any real appreciable difference in my handicapping, for whatever that's worth, based on if I spend an extra 20 or 25 minutes. Like, there's a process that takes place. Maybe I have a first impression. That impression is supported by numbers, could be supported by where the money is going, if I feel like I'm getting value. Whatever you do to come up with your hypothesis or why you like a particular side total, player prop, whatever it is, I usually go with that because I found, well, putting in that extra work, just it's not benefiting me. When we first started this show 4.5 years ago, I would spend an excruciatingly long time on every game, like to the point of paralysis. Like, I'm spending 20 minutes on every single game. And on Friday, we handicap every game in the NFL. Like, imagine the time that just takes up. So I just couldn't do it. And I didn't really notice a difference. So now every now and then I might do a little extra work if there's a game I'm particularly interested in. But for the most part, no. What about you?
I think, again, as the season goes on and you
have accumulated more knowledge on like all these teams, and plus like the eye test matters too. Like, yeah. I think all of us can kind of see the direction teams are going, and also I think that we've been in this game long enough to understand there are buy low points and there are sell high points on certain teams, especially in the NFL. The NFL betting wise feels more like the stock market to me than any other sport. Because think about it. It's the most publicly bet sport, and a lot of it is reactionary. So you're looking for value on teams that people don't normally like to bet on, and you're also looking to like sell high on some of these teams, especially this year, that used to be, you know, in the circle of trust where people are like, oh, just bet on the Chiefs. Oh, just bet on the Eagles. And it feels like this year especially, those are not teams you can trust, and those are not teams you're ever getting any value on.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the toughest things about betting is taking the name or taking the city off the jersey, whatever it is, you know, whatever sport it is, because when a team has played so well for so long, and sometimes we'll see a team, Oklahoma City in the NBA is a very good example. And of course, this can vary throughout the season as well, where the Thunder last year, I believe, at one point, for at least three quarters of the season, best covering team in the NBA. Same thing this year, for the most part. Now, that will change, but when you get accustomed to seeing one team cover, 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 or a particular player cover, 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 at some point, the lines will adjust, and that will change. But it's really hard, whether within the season or season to season, to sort of adjust and get that out of your head because you're so accustomed to that happening.
Right, and I think there is a game this week that is a prime example of that, and I feel like it already has me in a mental blender. Jenks, I look at these lines, and the first game that stood out to me was the Patriots at home getting points against the Bills. So this was 1.5 yesterday. Now it's down to 1. And you look at the Patriots standing at 11-2. This is a home game, and the Bills have looked beatable this year.
Yeah,
I think the only thing that stands out to me is that it almost feels too easy, right? And eventually the other shoe has to drop for the Patriots. But how many weeks in a row have we said that about New England? Yeah. Where we're like, oh, well, at some point they've got to lose, and at some point they're going to look bad. It's December 10th. Like, maybe that day is not coming. So when it comes to first impression roses, like, this is already in my teaser for this week, because I think the Patriots getting 7.5 is a great play. But let me ask you about this game. Is the Patriots getting points at home, is that just too obvious?
That's the way I look at it. But look, I am not going to talk you off the Pats with the way that they're playing. I think this is, when you talk about bias or things you've seen in the past, like this is where I'm challenged, because I see the Patriots getting one at home, and I see a Patriots team that looks very, very good. And then I think about how well the Bills have played over the past few seasons, and I think, man, this is a trap. It's a trap. Or am I getting caught up in the fact that I've been betting on the Bills? The Bills have been profitable in a lot of spots. Josh Allen has been profitable in a lot of spots. Or am I getting caught up in that idea and not accepting the fact that the Patriots are legitimate? The Patriots could win the damn Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen, but the talent is there. The way they're playing makes you think it's a possibility, but getting past those two narratives is really difficult. That said, I think I'm going to go Buffalo. I think this is a prove-it game for me. I need this personally. Like, I just need the Patriots to prove to me that at home, getting a point, you can handle Josh Allen. That's what I want to see. And then breaking through that narrative will help me in a big way. But I agree with you in that when I saw this play, I'm like, this seems obvious.
I think the problem with betting against the Bills is that Josh Allen can go off at any time. So, like, no matter what matchup on paper, you know, screams the other side, it's like, okay, well, is Josh Allen going to explode for 6 touchdowns in this game? Like, that's always the sabotage factor, and it just feels like he is matchup-proof. I will say the Bills against the run have not been great this year, and, you know, New England's just one of those teams that all around is just solid, like, in every single aspect of the game, and special teams, and defense, and, of course, Drake May putting up MVP numbers, and it should be interesting from that regard, where it would be interesting to me if Josh Allen completely outshines Drake May, what that does to the MVP race. Because, you know, people look at Josh Allen, they're like, this is what an MVP should look like. And if Josh Allen goes out there and accumulates 6 touchdowns and Drake May has a tough game, Do you think we see a big odd shift? Because right now, Drake May is one of the favorites.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Right now, Matthew Stafford is a favorite at minus 160. Drake May is 2-1. Jordan Love, 10-1. Josh Allen, 14-1. This is when, I don't want to say it's going to make or break Drake May, because he could have a just fine game, right? Like, he could have a great game, and then all of a sudden, Josh Allen leads the Bills down the field, and they win as time runs out with a field goal, whatever it is. And then Josh Allen, those odds shorten and shrink from 14-1. But I do think that, I do think this is an opportunity to maybe put a sprinkle on Josh Allen with the way that he's playing. And with four games remaining in the season, there is still a chance for Josh Allen to win the MVP. He was the favorite just 2 or 3 weeks ago, or at least he was right there. He wasn't sitting at 14-1. That's the thing about the MVP market, as we know. I mean, these odds shift wildly. So Matthew Stafford 2 weeks ago was not in the lead. Why? Because he goes to Carolina and throws a couple picks, fumbles the football, doesn't look good against the Panthers. He comes back last week and is lights out, and all of a sudden he's minus 160. So that's the interesting thing about this award in particular, is that you're not necessarily out of it at 14-1. For a lot of other teams in different markets, you might be. Not in this market.
Well, and not if your name is Josh Allen.
Right.
Because I think it's very easy for people to jump back on the Josh Allen bandwagon, because we knew that he's been an MVP before and he already has that pedigree. So I think it's one of those things that if they weren't playing head to head, but things are very obvious when they're standing right next to each other. Mm. It's like, you know, Jose Altuve is short and you know Aaron Judge is tall, but when they're standing next to each other on first base, you're like, wow, that's really different. So I think that's the problem for me, is that if this is a game that has a lot of eyeballs and Josh Allen looks amazing and you're like, okay, this is what MVP should look like, and Drake May doesn't measure up, that's going to strike, I think, some doubt in the hearts of people who are voting for Drake May. All right, Jank, so I've taken up a lot of time on my Bills and Patriots questions. Is there a game for you that stood out when you looked at the slate?
That is one for sure. I have that right here, locked and loaded, ready to go. Another one I'm looking at is, and I don't know, like, I've gone through a lot of these games. I'm very interested, I think, in the Browns getting 7.5, which I know how that sounds. But 7.5 seems like way too many points against the Bears. I feel like the Browns have found something with Shadur. He's going to go up and down. I get that. The Browns' defense is really, really good. And look at the total right now. Total is 39.5. 7.5 points is a lot of points to lay when the total is sitting at 39.5. And isn't this kind of a letdown spot for Chicago after going to Green Bay, coming so close against the Packers, divisional game, back at home now? Like, I think the Bears win, but 7.5 is a little too rich here. Kind of like Cleveland.
Do you think that's disrespectful for the Bears? Like, at what point are we going to buy into the Bears? Because I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not so sure about the Bears. But again, like, I keep saying this about other teams. It's December 10th. What else do you need to see? But I think the difficult part is just that the Bears have not been dominating some of these games. Like, for a team that has how many wins? 9 wins, I think.
Yeah.
It just, you look at the win margin or the scoring margin, and it's just not there. Like, a lot of their wins have been really close wins, and even against bad teams. Like, they have 2 wins this year that are by a single point, and those were not against good teams. Wasn't it against the Commanders and the Raiders?
Yep.
So that's the thing. It feels to me like the Bears are still a team that's fully capable of playing down to the level of their competition. And I just looked up the weather in Chicago. Going to be a high of 13 degrees. High of 13 degrees.
Well,
do not envy that.
I am not. And also, but that won't, here's the thing though. Of course, you want to take weather into account, particularly when you're in December in the National Football League. Chicago will be close to that or accustomed to that. If you're talking about Tampa or Miami or another team playing in Chicago potentially, I'd say, oh, we can take that into effect. Cleveland's not going to matter to them. Cleveland gets terrible weather also. So it's not like the Browns are going to be affected by that. So at least in this game, I don't think it's much of a factor. I don't think it's disrespectful to the Bears. 7.5 is a big number in the NFL.
It is.
It's a big number. So these games are generally close. Now, if this number were sitting at 3.5, 4, I'd be like, dude, what are we doing? Chicago's really good. But at 7.5, I feel like this number is where it should be.
Well, the reason I bring up the weather is because there's also wind gusts that are going to be, you know, prevalent, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, always a thing in Chicago. So when you're talking about a total that's already low at 39.5 or whatever, points are clearly going to be at a premium. So another argument in the favor of the 7.5. And look at us. We didn't even talk about Shutter Sanders. Look at us. I know that's going to be the big story in this game, and mm-hmm. we'll see if he continues to improve. But I think it's more of a matter of, like, the Browns' defense, the weather, mm-hmm. the low-scoring affair, and the fact that the Bears have played down to the level of their competition. All right, Jenks, I know we only have, like, a minute left, but I want to ask you about a couple ones.
Sure.
The Bengals getting 2.5 at home against the Ravens feels too easy. They just beat the Ravens. Do we believe Bengals. In the Ravens?
Not really. I was asking our boss, Andrew, I was like, are you guys going to mess, because he's so over Mike Tomlin, like a lot of Steelers fans. And I was like, are you guys going to mess around and win the division again? He's like, yes. He's so angry. Mm. Like, Steelers fans cannot believe they can actually win the division and keep Mike Tomlin around for another season. It's their worst nightmare. I don't think the Ravens are that good. No. I like the Bengals here plus 2.5. With Joe Burrow, give me Cincy.
There's a lot of good teams this week who are getting points. Mm-hmm. And again, like, if you're willing to ride the Chargers train, they're getting 4.5 on the road at Kansas City. The Chiefs are still favorites. What are you doing?
Okay.
Like, eventually, maybe they put together a good game, but until I see it, they need to prove otherwise. All right, coming up next, we'll talk a little baseball, some big signings for some of the contenders, and also what's going on in college hoops today. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a Wednesday, and thanks for starting your morning here with us on the Daily Tip. In a few minutes, we'll get to the big news in baseball with a couple big names signing with a couple big teams. And then we'll get to college hoops. So, Jenks, the year of Indiana continues as the Hoosiers obviously having a great run in college football. But did you know that Kyle Schwarber, who just made a deal with the Phillies, 5 years, $150 million, went to Indiana? I feel like forgetting this until I see his Instagram, and he's always repping Indiana stuff. So I'm sure that he is probably particularly thrilled with the fact that his team is now very good at football. It's crazy how I feel like when it comes to baseball players, you don't really think of their college teams, just unless they're like Paul Skenes or somebody who was like a big deal in the College World Series, just because they have to go through the minors. And there are so many players who didn't even like play college baseball. You know, there's a lot of guys who sign internationally. There's a lot of guys that sign out of high school. So I can't believe he's such a big name, and I didn't even know that he went to Indiana.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think it's like this necessarily in baseball than it is in other sports. But I know in football in particular, talking to a lot of athletes, and I've been told a few times, oh, yeah, when we talk about football, I mean, they'll talk about the NFL, but when they talk amongst themselves as far as, you know, giving each other a hard time, they talk about college because the pro game is – it's a business, it's a job, and they still love the game, but it's more free-flowing and you're more carefree when you're a kid, and that's when the recruiting process takes place, and now NIL is changing things, but I thought that was an interesting part of it. But I think that has to do with youth. Like, remember when we did this, went on this trip together, we played each other, and they really enjoy sort of that aspect of reminiscing.
I also think that your college where you went to, that's where you have the most allegiance for. Because as much as people love pro sports teams, and especially like if you play pro sports, like we kind of experienced this a little bit with Jake, where people are like, what's your favorite baseball team? I'm like, I don't know. We played for five of them. And so at the end of the day, like you just root for players that you know and organizations that you know are like run by good people. So I think when it comes to like a lot of these pro athletes, they really love their colleges. And you know, that's always going to hold like a soft spot for them. You always see them going back to campus. Like, even we saw Josh Allen the other day. Wasn't his like uniform retired at Wyoming?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge deal for you know, Wyoming to have Josh Allen back on campus, and these guys love to do it.
Yeah, because the college experience, unlike the pro experience, a lot of it has to do with age, but it shapes you. Like, it impacts you in a way that professional sports can't. You know, you're getting away from home for the first time, generally, at least in a significant way for a long time. That affects you. You're meeting people who educate you. That affects you. You're out on your own for the first time. That affects you. You're taking in so much information about what you want to do with your career, when you're majoring, when you're studying in something. That shapes you as well. And then you think about the experiences that you discover for the very first time because you're becoming an adult. And so all those things that happen while you're at college and early on in your career. So it totally makes sense. I mean, when I think about my time in Texas, there's just so many things I could talk about that this shaped me, this person I met, this instructor I had, and all those things were instrumental in moving me forward in my life. And I feel like that's sort of the quintessential college experience.
Right. I think about this a lot when it comes to the transfer portal. Like, for all these guys who transfer every year of college, and what they're missing out on. And I understand it's a business, and like at this point, they're employees and they're making money. But that was such a life-shaping experience for so many of us who went to college. And like, think about your friends from college. I don't know about you, but like, I am still in very close touch with a lot of my college teammates.
Yeah.
So it just feels like an experience that a lot of these guys are missing out on.
Oh, 1,000%. I missed it. I didn't get to go, but I was in communication with everyone. But we just had the 30th anniversary at Texas of our broadcast sequence. When I was at Texas, you had to try out to make the program, if you will. They only accepted, I don't know, it was like 30 students a semester. So you had to take a written test, and then you had to try out on a desk with people watching behind these one-way mirrors to decide if you were worthy to get into the program. Like, it was super difficult. But then when you got there, then you met people who were super talented, who had the same goals as you. And so these people are friends of mine and have been for 3 decades. And everyone met back in Austin this past, 2 weeks ago or so? to get together, and I was in communication with everybody because we were all on the same thread. I didn't get to make it because I had to do the Commanders. But ultimately, even people from back then, even now, we're still very much in touch. I had a buddy of mine coming into town a year ago that I graduated with. Came here. He's like, I'm going to be in D.C. I want to come see you. We keep in touch on a regular basis. So those friendships last forever.
Yeah. So it's not shocking when you see like these big pro athletes who have these big deals and have, you know, spent decades with these pro teams, and they still rep their college teams with pride. So Kyle Schwarber, one of those, and he is a lot richer. According to sources at ESPN, he signs a five-year, $150 million deal to stay with the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, you see his numbers from last year, and for good reason. He's been one of the most dependable sluggers in all of baseball when it comes to the long ball over the past couple seasons. Even this past year, had 56 home runs, and as far as RBI go, he hit 132 of those. So somebody who's been a force in the Philly lineup. But Jenks, here's why I think this is a very important signing for the Phillies.
Okay.
Because Kyle Schwarber is one of the few guys in the lineup that is dependable in the postseason. And this was a major talking point when you look up and down the Phillies lineup, and then you look at the box scores and you're like, why aren't the Phillies scoring runs in the postseason? They have right. a damn good lineup. Kyle Schwarber cannot be blamed for that. In fact, he is tied for third all-time in postseason home runs with 23 long balls. He also holds the MLB record for most postseason home runs out of the leadoff spot. So when you're talking about a team that has issues conjuring up offense in the postseason, this was really important for them to retain Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, absolutely. And now the question begs, well, are the Phillies actually going to do something in the postseason now? I mean, make the postseason, sure. Win the division, sure. But can they finally take that next step? But I feel like more than anyone, he feels like the heart and soul of that Philly team to me. I know some people might say Bryce Harper, but I feel like Bryce is an otherworldly talent, but isn't really the heart. And Kyle Schwarber seems to be the heart of this team. And also, signings like this are rare. For a DH to get paid like this and for a guy to come into his own and play his best baseball in his 30s, that's kind of rare too. But I think it speaks to his talent. And there's just something about his personality. Some athletes have something about them where you're kind of drawn to them for whatever reason, and I feel like he's one of those guys.
Well, he's a clubhouse guy. Like, you hear that term all the time, and it just feels like I've heard somebody say something to the effect of this is like, does the temperature in the room change for the better when you walk in? And it feels like the answer is yes for guys like Kyle Schwarber. Jake played with Kyle Schwarber in Chicago, you know, and he was one of the guys that went out of his way to like be nice to every single person. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody speak ill of Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
He is just the nicest guy, and it's just always positive vibes. And especially when you talk about a team in Philly where, like, think about the fan base and how quickly it goes negative. I feel like these type of guys are extra important in cities and markets like that.
I think that's a great point, and I would be terrible in cities like this because I'm, like, so sensitive. I hate everybody. I'm like, everybody has a bad night, guys. Okay? Everybody has a bad night, all right? I'm trying to hit the ball. I'd be so upset on a regular basis. But, yes, I think you're right because it takes a special person to do both things, to absorb the – especially in Philly. Like, Philly is a very unique market in that way where when they embrace you – they embrace you, but also they're going to let you know when they're not satisfied with what they're seeing. And the ability to absorb that and to say, okay, I understand that. That's part of the deal here. And then go about your business and be a great clubhouse guy is, you know, having those two things be successful parts of your personality at once, I would imagine, is very difficult.
Yeah, case in point, have you seen what people are saying about Jalen Hurts lately?
Yes.
The guy won a Super Bowl last year. The fan base is like,
crazy.
Tanner McKee time. Get him the hell out of here. So, yeah, Philly is not the easiest market to be a superstar in, but if anybody can do it, it is absolutely Kyle Schwarber. Some other news in baseball, Edwin Diaz, former Mets closer and reliever of the year, I believe, last year, signs a deal with the Dodgers. Thanks. finally the Dodgers are getting somebody. Good for those ragtag bunch of underdogs. A $69 million deal with LA.
I'm so glad that you said that. When are we finally going to say, good for you, Dodgers? It's been a rough run. You guys haven't been the same since you moved from Brooklyn. I mean, it's just been one failure after another, and all these yokels that they've signed. Oh, this Shohei character. I mean, Freddie Freeman, when are you going to step up? They've just been... What a terrible run for these guys. So I hope this signing brings them some much-needed luck.
Ah, yes. But I will say, if the Dodgers do have a weakness, and it is very small, maybe it's on the back end of their rotation.
God, yes. That's what makes me mad. It's the one weakness they had. Now it's been addressed.
Now they don't have any.
It's unbelievable.
Now they only have the weakness that, like, Alabama football had, like, back in their heyday, is, like, complacency. Like, Jenks, I covered Alabama back in the days. They were winning, like, national championships every year. And, like, every SEC media days, like, the only questions were, like, how do you cope with the players being complacent?
Yeah.
It's their only problem.
It's the question for the Dodgers is like, are you guys going to get bored this year or what? Are you tired of winning? Are you going to stay motivated? Like, it's not, what are you going to do at quarterback? Or you guys have some holes in the rotation? Or what are you going to do at the back end of your line? No. They just got better. I saw the signing, and I'm like, look at me wearing Dodgers colors today, too, randomly. I was like, okay. I'm not going to say it makes baseball less fun. I feel like that's kind of a tired argument. At the same time, Chelsea, I mean, my God, they're already the most loaded team, and this makes them so much better. It was the one way you could maybe get to the Dodgers. I mean, remember, in the World Series, they had to break out starter after starter after starter, you know, at the end to close that thing out. And, of course, they have the best rotation, one of the best rotations in baseball, so that helps. But they're barely able to squeak it out. And now that one thing, like that one piece of kryptonite that they had, is gone.
Yeah, the Dodgers are your favorites to win the World Series yet again at plus 340. Jenks, I'm going to attempt to spin zone this, though.
Okay.
I think the only way this makes baseball more fun is that I do think the Dodgers are the villain of baseball. Like, remember what the Yankees used to be, where it was the evil empire, and everybody had the target on the Yankees' back, and they were, you know, this powerhouse. But I do think when you see, like, a team like the Blue Jays go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, like, that was fun. That was one of the most watched World Series that we've had in quite some time. And it just goes to prove, you know, there are other teams that can still contend. The Dodgers did not cakewalk their way to a World Series. It was one of the best World Series we've seen in quite some time, going to a Game 7. So just because they have this roster that just looks unbeatable does not mean that they're going to be, like, you know, handed a World Series ring on a silver platter.
I mean, they're not, but also they still won, you know? So, it's like, you're not wrong. Like, it was incredibly competitive, and for a while, you're like, all right, the Blue Jays got this, and then they don't. And now the Dodgers have turned the corner, because for a while, it looked like all the spending was going to end up putting them in that place where they win a lot during the regular season, and maybe they have, like, a title to show for it after years and years of success. It's kind of like the Braves in the 90s, where the Braves just, like, dominated a decade, but they have one world championship to show for it. But now the Dodgers have turned the corner, where they have multiple championships and may get another now.
Yeah. All right, so we have, like...
It's not even baseball
I feel
season.
Bad for, you know, if there's a Blue Jays fan listening, that just, we reopened an old wound. I'm sorry about that. All right, Jenks, we have a minute left. I said that we were going to touch on college hoops. There's really one game that I feel like kind of fits the mold of a decent game tonight. It's in the Big Ten, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Nebraska, 1-point home dogs in this matchup, or 1.5, depending on where you shop. This is a tough one for me to handicap simply because both these teams take so many threes. Yeah. And Jenks, the anatomy of a team that I don't want to trust is a team that relies on the 3-point shot too much. Both these teams take 3-pointers at, you know, the highest clip of any team in the Big Ten. So, like, for that reason, it's a stay away. But we had a hypothesis yesterday about it's really tough to go on the road and win games in a big conference. But Illinois won that game against Ohio State 88-80. So right. Are we trusting that same hypothesis? This spread is a lot closer, though.
The only thing I would say is that if these teams get hot from long range, and you're right, they both average at least 83 points a game. This number yesterday was sitting at 160 and a hook. It's come down, and now it's sitting at 156 and a half. So if you like a lot of points in this game, now's your time to hit the over.
Yeah, but they got to make those threes. That's the problem.
True.
Their percentages from the three-point range have not been great this year. So it doesn't feel like a game I want to bet on. All right, Wine About It Wednesday's next. What are we complaining about now? A lot of things, usually. It's next on the Daily Tip.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're back for more. It's a Wednesday on the Daily Tip. In the segment, we're going to warm up our complaining muscles. It's a Wine About It Wednesday. And as usual, I always have an appetizer where it's not my main complaint, but something that I've seen that it just feels off to me. So I'm watching and I'm trying to keep up with the NBA at the same time as we are following the NFL, college football and college basketball. And I feel like the NBA is so strange in the aspect that I don't know. The way that the strings are pulled behind the curtain is so different than any other sport, because I saw this clip from Rich Paul, who is LeBron James' agent, saying that the Lakers are not contenders with their current roster. And I'm thinking to myself, in any other sport, would we see an agent that currently is representing a player on a certain team say this? And it just makes me think that LeBron is pulling the strings behind the mouth. And, you know, we've seen this before where in no other league does it feel like the superstars have more power. And Jenks, what I was talking about is that, I don't know if you saw this quote from Rich Paul, who was LeBron's agent.
Oh, yeah.
He said that the Lakers do not have enough talent to be contenders in the West. Do you think this is just a mouthpiece for LeBron? And like, even if you don't have anything to say about the topic, do we see this in any other sport? It just feels like the NBA is so different that we would never see this like in the NFL. Like, I'm trying to think of an example and I just can't. Like, even the quarterbacks who have the most pull in the NFL do not have this type of power.
It's just a LeBron thing more than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a LeBron thing. Rich Paul, how many other agents can you name in sports? What, Rich Paul, Jimmy Sexton?
That's it.
That's it.
Scott Boras.
Scott Boras. Okay, there's another one. Like, the number of agents that you can name in a particular sport or just across all sports, probably on one hand. Lee Steinberg, that's going way back. But my point is that this is a rarity. It's definitely not common, and the reason why it's a rarity is because you either have someone who has supreme power in an individual sport, or you have someone who has arguably the most powerful client on the planet. I mean, LeBron is the most powerful client, powerful player in basketball. No one has more pull than LeBron because he's one of the greatest, he's been around for so long, and he plays for the Lakers. When Bronny was coming out, we would get all this information. And I would go off on this about how teams are interested in Bronny. Oh, people can't wait to draft Bronny. I'm not knocking Bronny. My point is, all that information was coming from Rich Paul. I'm like, yeah, this is LeBron's agent. So it wasn't personal, but I'm like, we're seeing these headlines on ESPN about demand. And I'm like, these are coming from the agent of Bronny's father, his dad. Yes, they're coming from the house. The call's coming from inside the house. What? It's from inside the house. So it's fine, but you're not going to see this anywhere else. No other agent is going to speak up, at least in this way, or at least on a regular basis, which Rich Paul seems to do all the time.
Yeah, so when Rich Paul has comments, I'm like, oh, so this is what LeBron thinks.
Right.
Like, why even have the middleman? Like, correct. Just say it yourself, LeBron. Just because, like, think about Rich Paul, too, is, you know, I would assume that LeBron is probably his highest earning client.
Oh.
So, like, his success is tied to LeBron. So, of course, he is going to be a yes man for his biggest client.
Yes, whatever. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. You know, we want crystal blue Gatorade exclusively served at all NBA games. It could be some whatever, and it doesn't. Rich Paul's going to say it. He's going to say it because when his client is happy, his client makes money, and then Rich Paul makes money. So, yes, this is all just LeBron, which drives me crazy about LeBron because he'll – look, you don't need to go through your agent. Like, you're not fooling anyone. It's like – when they were going through a coaching search or they were making some player moves. I mean, I forget the exact date, a few years ago. And it was clear, LeBron was like, well, I have no influence on what the Lakers are going to do with their coaching search. Like, yes, you do. And we all know you do. So, like, of course you do. Of course you do. Everyone knows that you're going to have a massive influence here, which is fine. Like, it's okay to say, yeah, I want to have an input here. I want to have a say. I would rather someone be honest with me and relay that sort of information instead of acting like it's all hands off. And so this is just another way for LeBron to say, oh, hands off here is not me. It's just Rich Paul. It's like, no, it's you.
It's just crazy to me that it feels like it's the only sport where you have to actively follow like the off-court drama because like it has such an impact on, you know, the teams and free agency as opposed to like the NFL where, you know, the other storylines are fun. But it doesn't have, like, an impact on the actual game.
Right. I mean, it's amazing, too, that at this point, I mean, LeBron's the oldest player in the NBA. He's played longer than anyone else in NBA history. I appreciate the competitiveness. I will say that. I appreciate that at this age, you're not going through a retirement tour and collecting you know, whatever gifts each franchise wants to give you, you still want to win. At the same time, at some point, you sort of just need to let the team do its thing instead of constantly speaking out. And also, you knew this was what was going to happen, right? I mean, you knew this has been the case for the past few years. This is nothing new, so I don't know why now it's suddenly an issue. This is who the Lakers have been for a few years.
Well, and the problem is, like, LeBron tries to play GM, and then when it doesn't work out, he's like, well, we don't have the roster constructed. It's like, yeah, you helped construct that roster. Is the problem is that LeBron as a basketball player has been, you know, amazing. One of the best basketball players of all time. And like, even at this age, he is still producing good numbers. It's just he wants his hand in the pot of, you know, creating the team.
Right.
And he has that, like, you know, sometimes you see this with people who are high achievers in one field. They think they can do anything. And they're like, oh, even if I try this, you see this with celebrities all the time. They're like, I'm going to start a singing career. Did you see this with like Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner are going to start being singers? Like they're delusional. And that's how it feels like it is for LeBron.
Oh, all the time. Remember Paris Hilton's banger album? I bet you don't. I bet you don't. You know, so you get a taste of success. And some people, look, some people are multi-talented. I think the best example of that is Jamie Foxx. I mean, Jamie Foxx can do anything. He can act. He can sing. Right? He's hilarious. He's got great comedy chops. But he's, you know, he's one of one. He's rare. But a lot of people who get in the spotlight in whatever arena, could be politics, sports, music, whatever, they think, oh, I'm doing this, I can definitely do this. Like, well, maybe, but maybe, I say stay in your lane, but I don't really want to use that phrase, but I'm saying maybe you're just really good at this particular thing and you're over your skis when it comes to something else.
Right, and the problem is you have a bunch of yes men around who aren't going to tell you that, hey, maybe you should step back and not be the GM as well. But believe it or not, we did not dedicate the segment to complaining about LeBron. It's a Whine About It Wednesday, so let's fire up the complaints.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine, whine, whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
All right, Jenny, so we've already had a sports-related complaint. Mm-hmm. Do you have any life complaint this week? Is it an Uber driver? Is it the DMV? Is it a terrible sales representative on the phone? Main menu, talk to representative. What are you complaining about this week?
I'd like to complain about my own coordination skills this week.
Ooh.
I have spilled
cell
so much.
Cell phone.
Cell phone. I have spilled so much coffee on my. Yesterday, I was running to the metro. I had this Yeti with me, and I guess it wasn't closed completely. So I was running to the metro the whole time. I don't even see it. I am spilling coffee all over my peacoat, which is camel colored. So you see these brown spots that look like a giraffe running into the metro car. And I didn't even see it at first. And I'm like, people kind of look at me. And I look down, I'm like, oh my God, there's coffee all over you. I had to go home and immediately try and wash all that stuff off. And then, you know, I was late getting back from this segment. As I was filling up this Yeti again, using one of those pods in our kitchen here at Odyssey in the break room, because I don't know where Roger is. I need my coffee. So I had to use these pods. I got coffee on my collar. Like, how does that happen? I was in the bathroom. I used water. I got it out. I'm like, that's why I was late. Like, how do you get coffee in your collar using a coffee pot? I don't know. I'm tired. You know, I always say sometimes I get tired of myself. Like, I'm tired of myself. I'm just going to have to walk around like, Isaiah Likely holds a football and just hold my Yeti like this to make sure nobody touches it. I'm like, hey guys, just want to make sure I'm not spilling anything. So yeah, I'm complaining about me. What about you?
Well, as a mom of a six-year-old, Jenks, there are solutions for this. Should I order you a sippy cup? Because
yes.
They do have cups that prevent spills.
Do it. You should absolutely do it. I need the help. And so the sippy cup, I feel like you get the sippy cup for the kids and the guys over 50. And now I'm over 50. Well, I mean, I've been over 50, but now I'm even more over 50. So, yes, please. That's the one thing you can get me for Christmas.
We need to invent that. Adult sippy cups and, you know, have a marketing campaign on Instagram for those of us who don't have coordination. All right, my complaint is short but sweet.
Okay.
Mine's about Walmart. Why do they never have more than one clerk working at the checkout? I don't understand. The store is a million miles wide. Like, you have so many departments, and there's literally 50 people walking around doing nothing, being in the way. I'm trying to shop, and there's this huge, like, cart of, like, product that they're putting on the shelves. It's like, hey, can I reach to get the bread for just a second? But then you go to check out, and there's nobody there. Like, can we not pay three clerks? Is that too much to ask? This is the holiday season. Do you know how many people are at Walmart, Jenks? A ton. The entire parking lot is full. You can go to the self-checkout. I don't want to go to the self-checkout, because if you have alcohol, you have to have help. And somebody has to come over. You know how long that takes? That takes 25 minutes. Paging help on aisle two. So, like, Walmart, I've had it. Like, your prices are low, but your standards are also low.
Yeah, I'm going to Sam's Club instead.
You're like, oh, still filling their pockets. That's a tough one.
We're going to Costco, baby.
There you go. That's what you do.
All right, hour three is next. I promise I'll be a little bit more positive, or will I? Phillip Rivers signing with the Colts. What will the grandpa do in Indianapolis? It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.